The title of the new book, Playing the Changes, Milt Hinton's Life in Stories and Photographs, doesn't reveal all that is inside its covers. Bassist Milt Hinton's life is also told in sound. There's music and the sound of Milt Hinton's voice on a CD tucked into the back of the book. Milt Hinton died just after his 90th birthday in 2000. The beloved bassist did it all, from years on the road with Cab Calloway and Jackie Gleason to years in the recording studio supporting Billie Holiday, Aretha Franklin, and Barbara Streisand, not to mention his own recordings and club dates and shows. Milt Hinton was also a gifted photographer. David Berger was 15 years old when he met Milt Hinton in 1956. Berger is the co-collaborator on the new book, Playing the Changes, and he's in our New York Bureau. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First of all, I have to hear that story of you being 15 years old and meeting Milt Hinton.
Well, I had taken up bass playing and had already had an interest in jazz. And as a very brash 15-year-old, I decided to call a bass player named Arvel Shaw. I called Arvel because I didn't know him, but because I had just seen the movie High Society, which had Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra and Grace Kelly in it, and Louis Armstrong and his band had a featured spot, and Arvel was the bass player. I remember his plaid bass case very vividly. Mm-hmm. And I got the local 802 union directory and called Arvel, who said, "I'm on the road all the time with Louis. Why don't you call Milt Hinton?" Well, back in those days, Milt Hinton was one of the most busy bass players around. But he found time. I lived in Queens, and he lived in Queens, and I took a bus and a subway and got to his house, and that's how it all started.
If you could listen to a Milt Hinton recording and pick a photo from this book to look at, what would they be and why?
Great question. Let's go to the photograph first. It's a wonderful photograph of Art Farmer in between an unknown and John Coltrane. It was taken in the late 50s at a John Coltrane record date with Miles Davis and a bunch of other people who were present. We couldn't identify the man in the middle. We couldn't identify him for years, despite the fact that we asked everybody from the old days, who was this man? And we couldn't find him. A piece was published in Jazz Times last month, a portfolio of photographs by Milt. And lo and behold, a reader writes in to Jazz Times and says, "That's my uncle, Jaime Rosenthal." Jaime Rosenthal was a jazz and still is a jazz guitarist living in South Africa. But in the late 50s, South Africa was segregated. Jaime Rosenthal is white and from South Africa. But the poignant part about this story is that Jaime Rosenthal appears in probably 8 or 10 of Milt's photographs with the most famous people in jazz at the time who were at that record date. I think it was Milt's way of including Rosenthal in his photograph to sort of capture the idea that, you know, you come from a place that's completely segregated with apartheid at the time, but look at this situation and look at these musicians and why don't you learn from this experience and why don't you take it back home?
That's a great story. That's a great story. So what music would you be listening to?
Well, I like some of the early. I think it's wonderful to hear Milt sing.
Old man time, he's so mean. He's the meanest man you've ever seen.
And there's a piece on the accompanying CD of Milt singing. There aren't too many pieces until the latter part of his life when he started singing in a very different way. He had a very, very high tenor's voice in the recording that's included. One of my favorite pieces of Milt is where he sings Old Man Time.
Oh, he's mean, that's for sure. All my dreams and all my schemes don't mean a thing. He gave me beauty, charm and grace, then put wrinkles in my face. That's old man time.
I'm on page 109 of the book, and it's in the chapter where he is traveling with Cab Calloway, and it's a double picture. And what it is guys sleeping. Dizzy Gillespie is sleeping on a train in 1940. Cozy Cole is sleeping on a train. He was someone who traveled with a lot of people. He could have taken a picture of anyone doing everything, but he didn't. How do you account for his discretion?
Milt used to talk about those photographs of capturing guys on the road. And the story usually ended with, you know, one day I was asleep and somebody took the camera off my lap and got me. And it's a wonderful photograph of Milt himself with a stocking cap on. I think Milt had the trust of everyone he was around. They knew him. They knew that he respected all of them. I'll tell you, Leanne, there are 60,000 images that we've collected all together, all of Milt's images. Mm. I've never seen a photograph of one of the people, one of the musicians Milt worked with or traveled with, in which the musician is pictured with someone other than his wife. We know that these guys used to have girlfriends on the road and all sorts of things, but those are never captured by Milt, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
And he had the respect and the trust of the people around him. I think that's one good measure of it.
He was a historian, really. I mean, because he took his camera everywhere, he documents what it was like to be a musician on the road during segregation. And there's a lot of photographs that document that time.
These are quite unusual photographs because there are clearly photographs that exist, and we've all seen them in just about every documentary that's shown, but they're not really in context. You see street signs. You see the fronts of restaurants for colored only, whatever the facility happens to be. But Milt captured guys in the Calloway band and Cab himself in front of these signs. As Milt put it, they made light of it. They laughed at it. It was a joke. And you wanted to have that taken of you. And at the same time, I mean, it's a cruel joke in a way, given where these guys had to stay and the conditions they were exposed to on the road. But he wanted to make a record of this. And he says a record for future generations. I think he accomplished that beautifully.
So 60,000 photographs with all this, baselines, the 1988 book, now playing the changes. I figure you still have enough material to follow up on Milt Hinton's life and stories, photographs, and sound. Please don't forget sound.
Oh, I'm sure we could do another photographic book very, very easily.
David Berger, together with Milt Hinton and Holly Maxson, have put out the book Playing the Changes, Milt Hinton's Life in Stories and Photographs. David Berger joined us from New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Old man time.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton, with production help from Eamon Malone, Gemma Waters, David Shulman, and Katerina Valdivieso. We also had help from our librarians, Kim Oleski and Mary Glendenning. Our technical director is Burke Hun. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman. Our senior editor is Jenny Bergal. Our senior producer is Devar Iran Ardalan. I'm Leanne Hansen.
That's old man. Old man.